You're listening to the NAC Radio Network.
For those unfamiliar with modern stereo terminology, a turntable is a mechanical device. Baby, fine, walking home on the line to me.
Ah, it's dramatic. And we're back after something like 2 months, the longest break ever because of so much lost time, the first time in a long time. And you know what that means. It means I'm surrounded by little scraps of paper on my desk here at home, my desk at work, little index cards tacked up to a bulletin board that tell me what songs I want to play on this show and on so many others. I can't wait to get back in the groove and crank out podcasts and play tons of rare records, out of print recordings that I've been collecting since I was a kid. It's more lost time. On the last one I did, I said I was going to start opening up every podcast with a catchphrase, and I forgot to do it today. I was gonna, you know, when it started up, I was gonna say, crunch all you want, we'll make more. It's more lost time, and then I didn't do it. That's what Jay Leno used to say in the old Doritos ad. So that's what we'll do. I'll start over right now. Crunch all you want, we'll make more. It's more lost time for the first time in a long time. Starting up again. What have I been doing instead of recording podcasts? It's easier to tell you about what I haven't been doing. I haven't been catching up on my reading. I haven't been cleaning my house. I haven't been exercising. I've been eating. I eat a ton. I can't stop eating junk food. I can't stop eating Ben and Jerry's Chubby Hubby, which, as I was telling my wife, may as well be, at least they're upfront with how healthy their ice cream is. You know, there's that whole movie Supersize Me where Morgan Spurlock talked about McDonald's hiding how unhealthy its food was. At least Ben and Jerry's is right out there with it. They've got Chubby Hubby, which may as well be called Fat Goddamned Husband, but I can't stop eating it anyway. I just say, I don't care. Give me another tub. I eat the whole damn thing. So today we'll have seven songs from my collection. We're going to hear from a song from New Jersey's Bongos and their frontman, a solo tune from their frontman, Richard Barone. We're going to hear a rare one from a mod act in the 60s called The Shots. We'll hear a rare one from Robin Hitchcock. And, you know, somebody told me that it would be nice to hear the songs that you hear at the beginning, at the top of the show, during the thing that you hear at the top. So I'm going to play that one of those. But we'll start out with a tune that one of my buddies made him want to be a songwriter. And so it's by an act called Angst from 1986, from an album called Mending Wall on the SST label. This is called Some Things.
Jack was a millionaire and a lot of good it did him. He died.
There's an example of how the internet has changed everything. That's Squeeze with Backtrack from 1977. Their very first record was a three-song 7-inch called Packet of Three. John Cale from the Velvet Underground produced that. It was on a label called Deptford Fun City. And boy, man, when it first came out, it was probably cost, you know, $4 or £2 or something like that. And I used to see that around for, you know, for $100 on the wall of record stores up near the ceiling. You know, they'd hang records up on the wall near the ceiling, the most expensive ones in the store. But now you can buy that on the internet for about $5 or $6 because, you know, the internet's ruined the value of everything. But boy, is it a terrific song. I love it a lot, and there's a couple of seconds of that in the little montage that you hear at the top of More Lost Time at the beginning of the show every time. So where are we going next? Let's see. In New Jersey, there's a band called the Bongos in the 80s that I loved a lot. They put out three records, and you know, it's funny. I say I love them a lot. I loved their record. I loved their record Drums Along the Hudson a lot. I liked their first record just before that called Numbers with Wings. I like that too. And then after that, not so interested in them. But that record from 82 opened with a tune called In the Congo. We'll hear that. And then after that, the first solo album from their frontman, Richard Barone, was called Cool Blue Halo. And that was really one of the earliest examples of what now is called chamber pop, you know, which is sort of a real, you know, lush, slower pop songs, usually filled out with some strings. It's actually kind of a dreary record. I don't love all of it, but the first tune on it is The Bulrushes, which was a Bongos song. And when that record came out, I really liked that different take on it. So let's hear both of those. We'll hear The Bulrushes from Cool Blue Halo from 1987. But before that, first, let's hear from 82, The Bongos Within the Congo.
In the Congo, reaches up to heaven. Unleavened bread comes down from heaven.
That's Richard Barone. Before that, the Bongos from Hoboken, New Jersey, and from 82 and 87. This is a good time to hear from our sponsor, who I thought to include this week after I saw my father this week, and he told me that he wasn't able to watch a movie that he wanted to see because he wasn't able to get his VCR working because he couldn't find the head cleaner, which just to assure you, this podcast is being recorded in 2011. Though in the spirit of my dad not being able to find the head cleaner to get his VCR to work, here's a word from our sponsor, helped by Robin Hitchcock.
Dirty heads on your VCR can be quite a problem. They can make every movie you watch look like it was filmed in the Arctic Circle. Fortunately, dirty VCR heads can be cleaned. Nobody cleans them better than Needle in a Haystack Audio Video Service Center. Even if you use one of those head cleaning cartridges, you should have your VCR heads professionally cleaned once a year. If you bring your VCR to Needle in a Haystack, now they'll clean, lubricate and demagnetize your VCR heads, baby, and check out your entire VCR for just $34.95. Ooh! I'll work it on, Peter.
Yeah, I think we got something, yeah.
I think I'm going to testify.
Hallelujah.
I hope it doesn't hurt.
All right.
Back to the music from 1965. This is The Shots.
Right out the door. that girl who comes here nightly. Dun, 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 Durant. Oh, well, I reckon she's cool and I reckon rightly. Dun, 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 Durant. She's good looking and I'm not frightened. Dun, 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 Durant. I'm gonna show you why they call me lightning. Dun, 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 Durant. 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 Hey, little girl who's dancing so lightly. Dun, 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 Durant. My XKE is shining brightly. Dun, 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 Durant. The noose around us is slowly tightening. Dun, 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 Durant. I'm gonna show you why they call me lightning. Dun, 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 Durant. Let me, baby. Dun, 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 Durant. I'm fast as can be. Dun, 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 Durant. Gonna show you why they call me lightning. Dun 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 rain. Yeah. Dun 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 rain. Come on now. Dun 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 rain. Dun 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 rain. Dun 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 rain.
Pete Townshend with a solo demo of Call Me Lightning from 1964, recorded in his first apartment that he had upstairs from his parents. The way he recorded his demos at that time is he would record one track into a tape recorder and then play that back into the microphone of a second tape recorder while playing along with it. So now he had a two-track recording, and if he wanted to, he could play that out loud in back into the first tape recorder while playing along with it, creating a three-track recording. This is something that my friend Chris Cavanaugh used to do when we were kids, too. By the time you're done, you get something that has a lot of hiss on it, but you can add as many things as you want. Townshend did it to great effect. He has a lot of recordings like that, and a number of them are on records that he put out in the 80s called Scoop. He put out Scoop and Another Scoop, both of them out of print for a long time, though there was a brief window of time where you could order reissues of them from him directly through his website. And some of them may have been fleshed out with bonus tracks, I'm not sure. Anyway, that version of Call Me Lightning was on Another Scoop, and I still have my original LP of that that I bought in the 80s. We've got time for one more, and let's hear from Robin Hitchcock. If this is, let's see, when is this? September of 1999, and a BBC Andy Kershaw session. Great live version of Elizabeth Jade.
One, two, one, two, three, four. Take that plane from number 7. You will. soul.
That's the program. Thanks for listening. I will do this more frequently. I want to really give thanks to people who piped up and asked what had happened to it. And also big thanks to Mark Lewis for showing up from New York and mentioning the podcast and giving, I guess, special props to the REM one that we did a few weeks ago that I did. And I didn't write down the names of the people who worked on the show this week, so I'll just take full credit for this week's broadcast. You know, Mark Lewis, I saw him last night, and he talked a little bit about Occupy Wall Street, and I didn't think of this until after I left him. Occupy Wall Street is sort of the protest equivalent of Fatboy Slim record, you know, based on what Mark Lewis told me in this time he spent at Occupy Wall Street. It's sort of a resampling of people's needs and people's causes and efforts. It never quite found its own voice, never had its own melody and its own rhythm. It put a new rhythm on old causes, and as a result, never quite found its own strength. Anyway, that's the program. And so for Salt Mineral Global and Project Acquisition, this has been the sound of More Lost Time.